Al-Jaimi pulled over a wheeled chair and sat beside him.
"It's pretty rough," Gray Cloud said, his fingers working the keyboard. "And like I said, I'm probably putting words into their mouths, kinda. But I haven't changed the sequence of their pictographs. Each word stands in the same place as its symbol carved on the wall.
Let's see what you got, Billy."
The display screen showed an image of the Martian pictographs.
Then words in English began to print over it.
"The words in brackets are what I put in. The rest is straight from the symbols themselves, in the same order as they appear on the wall," Gray Cloud explained.
Jaimi barely heard him. He was focused on the translation as it came up on the screen. "We are the people. The people live under Father Sun. Father Sun is life. Father Sun makes the crops grow. Father Sun is life. Father Sun makes the river flow. Father Sun makes the river bring water to or for the people. Father Sun is life. Father Sun makes the wind blow. Father Sun makes the clouds bring rain. Father Sun gives life to the people. Father Sun is life. The people worship, adore Father Sun. Father Sun gives life to the people. Father Sun is life."
"The rest is pretty much the same," Gray Cloud said, almost whispering. "Lots of repetition. It's kind of like a poem, sort of."
"It's a prayer," Jaimi said, also in a near whisper, his eyes still staring at the words.
"A prayer," Gray Cloud echoed.
Then he raised his voice slightly, breaking the spell.
"Or maybe it's just all garbage. You know, maybe I just put in words that have nothing to do with what the Martians really meant to say."
"No, Billy, I don't think so. You've made contact with them. You've touched their spirit."
"You think so?"
More excited now, Jaimi said, "You've got to write this up and get it published, and let Dex Trumbull see it too, before he takes off tomorrow." Gray Cloud looked embarrassed.
"Dr. W., the professional journals won't publish this. The real philologists will say it's crap by an amateur."
"Then we'll have the Foundation publish it. We'll get it in front of the public, get it on the net, in the news."
"You really think?"
Jaimi patted the youngster's shoulder. "Billy, you're going to become famous. Your translation's going to cause a stir one way or the other. The more controversy, the better."
"But they'll say I don't know what I'm doing. They'll laugh at me."
"Pioneers always get laughed at. Look at Wegener and the theory of plate tectonics. The geologists laughed him to scorn, but he turned out to be right." Gray Cloud looked down at his shoes and muttered,
"I don't know if I could deal with that, Dr. W."
"You will, Billy." Silently, Jaimi added, "You'll have to." His face showing clearly the conflict inside him, Gray Cloud asked,
"If I write this up, you know, make a formal paper for publication, would you put your name on it, too?"
Jaimi felt surprised. "I didn't do any of this work, Billy."
"I did under your supervision. And if your name's on the paper, people will take it more seriously."
"And I'll take some of the heat," Jaimi said with a smile.
"Yeah, I guess."
Nodding, Jaimi said, "Okay, Billy. I'll write a preface for your paper. Explain the background. We'll include images of the pictographs and the cliff structures."
"And you'll put your name in as co-author?"
"If that's what you want."
"Thanks, Dr. W."
"We've got to get this to Dex before he leaves," Jaimi thought.
"Maybe it'll turn him around.
Convince him we've got to push ahead with our work here." But then the reaction set in. "Billy's right. The academics will rip this translation to shreds. Nobody will pay any real attention to it. The news nets will claim it's a desperate attempt to draw support for exploring Mars.
a dying gasp. Which it is. Gray Cloud broke into his dismal thoughts.
Dr. W., how long do you intend to stay here, on Mars?
Jamie looked into the youngster's earnest face. As long as I can, Billy. Gray Cloud's eyes shifted away momentarily. Then he said,
I'll go back on the evacuation flight, then. You'll be the resident Navajo, okay?
Wearily, Jamie said, going back to Arizona?
New Mexico first. I'll take a little vacation in Taos. That's where my family lives.
Not on the Navajo lands?
Nah, my father owns an art gallery in Taos.
Jamie almost smiled. My grandfather had a shop on the plaza in Santa Fe.
You wouldn't recognize Taos, Gray Cloud said. Last time I was there, the whole state was green as Ireland, just about.
You couldn't walk along the sidewalks in town because the bushes had grown so thick. From the greenhouse climate shift, said Jamie. Some regions get drought, some get floods, but the southwestern desert is getting good rain. He thought about the president of the Navajo Nation and her problems with squatters encroaching on their land.
Yep. Just give that old desert scrub some rain and it blooms like the Garden of Eden.
A memory popped into Jamie's consciousness. When Arizona was admitted to the Union, back around 1912, one of the men appointed to the U.S. Senate gave a speech about the new state. He ended it by saying, all that Arizona needs to make it heaven is water and society. Gray Cloud grinned.
And somebody in the audience said, that's all that hell needs to make it heaven.
They both chuckled at the story. I wish we could say the same for Mars.
Water and society, Gray Cloud echoed.
Yeah. For several moments, neither of them said anything. Jamie looked past Gray Cloud, at the two communications technicians sitting at their consoles, at the humming, blinking screens, at the curved beams of the dome high above, lost in shadows. How long will we stay here? He asked himself. How long can we hold on? He had no answers. At last he got to his feet. You've done a good job, Billy, he said to the younger man. I'm proud of you, son. Gray Cloud actually blushed. Jamie left the younger man sitting there with his translation on the display screen and padded barefoot and alone back to his quarters. Tithonium Base, the path. Jamie tried to enter the room as quietly as possible, but still Vijay stirred awake.
You okay?
She asked drowsily. More or less, he replied. She lifted her head slightly and squinted at the digital clock.
Try to get some sleep before the sun comes up, love.
Billy Grayclouds translated the pictographs, he said, sitting on the edge of the bed. He might be onto something.
That's good.
He's going back on the evacuation flight. Back to New Mexico.
Almost everybody is.
Yeah. Jamie stretched out on the bed beside her, too tired and worn down even to take off his coveralls. But something was playing in his mind. A thought, an idea, fragile, elusive. He almost had it, but it kept slipping away from his conscious grasp. Something Billy said, he remembered. Something about rain and the desert. Just give that old desert scrub some rain, and it blooms like the Garden of Eden. Turn the desert into a Garden of Eden, Jamie said to himself. Easier said than... He sat bolt upright in the bed. Why not? He said aloud. Vijay turned toward him.
Why not what?
We could do it.
Do what?
She sat up beside him.
We could do it, he repeated, almost shouting.
I've got to tell Dex and Hasdrabal. Jamie jumped off the bed and ran to the door, leaving Vijay in the bed, startled and confused.
Christ's sake, Jamie, it's not even 6 o'clock, Dex complained. Jamie had waited as long as he could. He'd never felt so excited, not since the moment when he'd first set foot on Mars back in the first expedition. Still barefoot, Jamie had gone from his bedroom to the cafeteria and started up the coffee maker. He fidgeted around impatiently, mentally reviewing what he had to do. Billy Graycloud came out of the comm center, yawning, together with the two technicians who had been on duty there.
Their replacement